For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brandon Isle with your morning headlines for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Idaho State Police say they've finished testing a backlog of 1,100 rape kits identified in a 2016 audit. The agency said in a news release last week, reports on the test results have been provided to investigators and prosecutors. The agency also says any hits in the National DNA Index system have been provided to local law enforcement. The 2016 audit led to questions about local and state law enforcement treatment of sexual assault victims. Matthew Gamet is the laboratory system director for Idaho State Police Forensic Services. He says the agency is leading a statewide multidisciplinary team addressing culture change involving investigation, prosecution, and treatment of sexual assault survivors. Bingham County Sheriff, who's accused of threatening a church youth group with a gun, can stay on the job but must surrender all of his firearms to the state police. A judge's ruling last week also requires Sheriff Craig Rowland to have no contact with the alleged victims. The Idaho Attorney General's office last month charged Rowland with aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and misdemeanor exhibition of a gun. State investigators say the youth group had dropped off a thank you note at his front door. They accused Rowland of blocking the group's car, pulling the adult driver from the vehicle by her hair, and pointing his handgun at her head. He has yet to enter a plea. An Idaho Falls Zoo staff favorite has died. Marvin the red panda was the first red panda born at the zoo. He was born in 2019 and instantly became a fan favorite. His mother neglected him after birth, so he was flown to Zoo Knoxville, where experts and other red pandas raised him. By early 2021, he returned to the Idaho Falls Zoo with his mate, Linda. They became parents in July. Their cubs are Saffron and Paprika. The zoo says a necropsy was performed, but there were no obvious signs of why he died, so tissue samples have been sent off for more study. Red pandas typically live 9 to 13 years in captivity. Candidates for Congress are up for re-election this year, and that starts with the primary elections. Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson is running for re-election, and Brian Smith is challenging him for the second time. In an interview with BYU Idaho Radio, Congressman Simpson shared why he should be re-elected to Congress.
I'm a Republican. I'm a mainstream Republican. I believe in the Republican Party because I believe in free enterprise, and I believe in smaller government, lower taxes, and so forth.
Smith told us what he would do if elected to the congressional office.
As Idaho's second congressional representative, I would always put Idahoans first. I would speak out for them. I would be a conservative voice for them in Washington, D.C. And so with me in office, you would have somebody who supports what I believe is traditional Idaho values.
To listen to our full interviews with Congressman Simpson and Brian Smith, search BYU Idaho Radio in your favorite podcast app. We also have their interviews and more information about their campaigns on our website at byui.edu/radio. That's it for your morning headlines for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm Brandon Isle. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.